Another development in a very busy news period here. Iraq's most influential Shiite cleric has apparently returned to his country. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani had been outside Iraq for medical treatment, but his aides say he came back to lead a mass march on the city of Najaf. They say Sistani wants to save what they called the Burning Holy City, where U.S. troops have been battling a Shiite militia. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the center of that city and within sight of the shrine where the Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr has taken refuge. So, Ivan, Sistani's aides call it the Burning City. What does it look like to you?
The city is definitely burning right now. I've had to take a step off the roof of our building because of mortar fire and the odd sniper bullet coming from the Mahdi army. This is the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr. Right now there's smoke rising from several locations around the Imam Ali shrine, that golden domed and golden minareted shrine that has been at the center of this battle. Around that building, there are 4- and 5-story hotels that had been built up, some of them since the U.S. invasion, to welcome pilgrims here. And they are gutted. They have been really reduced to rubble by pretty much by American bombing. You may or may not be able to hear the roar of American warplanes overhead. They just launched a massive airstrike that shook the building we're in just minutes ago. And the on-the-ground battles between American armor and Mahdi army fighters continues, the distant crackle of machine gun fire and grenades exploding. In addition to this, the neighborhood I'm in has been hit a lot, nearly every street in this area, by the militia's mortar fire, which they lob in this direction periodically. Nearly every street has 1 or 2 houses that have been damaged, and locals say that they have all had casualties here. As you around the city, the streets really are deserted, Steve, aside from the men who've stayed to guard their homes from the threat of looters. Families have left. This place is really deserted, and somebody described this as a ghost town. I think it's quite true, except for the people fighting here.
So as this fighting continues, Grand Ayatollah Sistani is on his way back into Najaf. Wire service reports are saying that, according to his aides, he's entered the country from Kuwait. What might he accomplish in Najaf?
Well, he has a real chance of changing the equation here in this 3-weeks-long standoff, this siege-like situation. Unlike Muqtada al-Sadr, who is viewed as a radical, who appeals to the fringe of Iraqi society, the unemployed Shiite youth, Sistani has a broad base of support among the Shia here, which make up a majority of the population in Iraq. He is respected. Even Sadr has to voice respect for Sistani, even though they are basically political rivals. And Sistani has said, his aides have said, that he wants to lead a march on Najaf. He could potentially turn out millions of people. The talks to try to hand over the shrine at the center of this that has been occupied by Sadr's men to Sistani, there were talks last weekend, they collapsed after Sadr promised to hand it over. If Sistani showed up here with the support of most of the Shia population in Iraq, Sadr would be probably obliged to hand that over, even though Sistani doesn't really have a militia to speak of, and any gunmen loyal to him.
You say he could turn out millions of people. He has certainly brought out huge marches before.
Well, he has led opposition in the past, very powerful opposition, to the plans of the previous U.S. occupation. He single-handedly stopped some of the American administrator, Paul Bremer's plans for setting up a government. So potentially he could bring out a lot of people into the streets here. The only problem is the threat of all the fighting that is still going on at this moment.
Okay, Ivan, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Najaf, Iraq, where fighting continues today.